We've set our sights on a couple of cool destinations in the north of Europe today on Travel with Rick Steves. In a bit, an American who married a local and is raising his family in Oslo recommends options for getting some fresh air and enjoying the views in the Norwegian capital. And later in the hour, listeners share their strategies for coping with the crowds they're finding at many of Europe's top attractions. Let's start out today looking at the range of hiking adventures you can have on the Bonnie Bonnie Trails across Scotland. Scotland is a hiker's paradise just as long as you bring some rain gear. You might not think it has the climate for it, but enjoying the great outdoors is almost as Scottish as wearing a kilt and tossing a caber. And when your outdoors are as bonny as Scotland's, enjoying a walk or a hike just makes perfect sense. To talk about their favorite wee strolls in Scotland, I'm joined by two Scottish guides and the co-hosts of the Scottish Blethers podcast, Helen Houston and Liz Lister. Helen and Liz, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
You know, I've got this screensaver that keeps popping up on my TV featuring the most pristine nature imaginable. And when I look up where that's from, it's often the north of Scotland, Orkney or Skye. Absolute glorious nature, often mixed with the sea. And I think there must be some unforgettable hikes in Scotland. I'd like to hear from both of you. Helen, when you want to take a walk, what's one or two great hikes that you like?
Well, one of my favorite ones is one I can do straight from the house, which is to go up to what we call the Temple. And the Temple is a round tower that was built by a retired sea captain. One story is he built it up on the hill above his house so he could escape from his wife from time to time. And the other story is that he could look out over the Firth of Forth and watch his ships sailing in. But it's a lovely one. It takes you through the fields, through the sheep, and up the rabbit tracks to this lovely temple, and the views are superb. And then walk down past the golf course, and then just another few yards, and you're back home for a cup of tea.
You know, that's from your town, which is, what town would that be in, actually?
Well, this is a village called Salin, just outside Dunfermline.
Okay, Salin, S-A-L-I-N-E. And, you know, when I was hearing you describe that, that could be any number of places. You've got
Absolutely.
A folly, you've got a view, you've got a golf course, you've got a nice circular walk, and you're back at your B&B, and you've had a lovely time out. Liz, tell me about some mountain hike or some coastal path that you enjoy.
Right, well, keeping it local, keeping it in Fife, we have a coastal path in Fife, which stretches all the way from down in the south in Kincardine up to Tayport outside Dundee. And it's cut into different sections. And for us, it's easy to go out. We went on Sunday. You can walk along. It was a bit muddy on Sunday, wet weather, but you can walk along the coast. You have things like salt pans, castles, lovely scenery to enjoy. And then instead of the cup of tea, at the end of it, there's a little chocolate shop in Pittenweem, which is a great destination.
Nice to have a destination for your walk, and in Scotland there's plenty of those. Now, Scotland has mountains, but most of them are, they wouldn't be thought of as mountains in Switzerland, but they really feel big when you're right there. Tell us about what we call the Munros, Helen.
Yes, the Munros is any mountain over 3,000 feet, and they were catalogued by a man called Munro, believe it or not. It's now become a bit of a sport. People go Munro bagging, which means that you try to climb all 282 of the Munros in Scotland. Huh. There are, I think, 284 Munros in total, all of which but two are in Scotland. So it is a Munro bagging thing. I've done a few Munros myself. I've done Ben Nevis and Ben McDooey and Ben Lomond and some of the other ones a few years ago, Rick.
Nevis is the highest mountain, isn't it?
I know, I've been there, yeah. Yes. But they are beautiful walks, beautiful walks. The thing about Scottish mountains is that they look easy, they look low, but they're quite complex and quite dangerous at times.
Elizabeth Lister and Helen Houston are with us on Travel with Rick Steves. They're tour guides based in the historic Kingdom of Fife. It's just a wee hop over the Firth from Edinburgh. They've earned the Blue Badge qualification from the Scottish Tourist Guides Association. Liz and Helen share their knowledge and love for their native Scotland in the podcast conversations they record over a cup of tea. It's called Scottish Blethers. They're also on Facebook at Scottish Blethers, spelled B-L-E-T-H-E-R-S. Now, Liz, when you think of bagging a Munro, I love picking up all these terms when I'm talking to my Scottish friends. When you think of bagging a Munro, climbing to the top of a peak, you get that king of the mountain feeling. And I just love that. It's so rewarding. What is one of your favorite king of the mountain feelings that you've earned on a walk?
Well, I would first of all correct you. The only bagging I do is my shopping, or as we would say in Scotland, our messages in Tesco. That's the only bagging. You'll not get me up the top of mountains anymore. But what I love is the low-level walks. So, you know, if you're up in an area, we are blessed by having two national parks in Scotland, and one of them is the Cairngorms, which has one of the most significant proportions of your Munros. And you don't need to climb to the top of the mountains. There are beautiful woodland forest walks. Very often your destination will be a loch. One of my favourites is the Green Loch, which is said to be green because the fairies washed their clothes in it. And it's a lovely walk, easily accessible from Aviemore, which is at the centre of the Cairngorm National Park.
Cairngorm is a national park. Are there a lot of national parks? National parks are a great part of America's nature.
There are only two in Scotland. There may be more in the future, but it was the areas which were coming under greatest pressure from tourists. So it was recognised that you had to maintain that. Very often they have a lot of our endangered species, so you have to look after the natural environment, but at the same time they are living places, and so you have to make sure that people who live there have employment. So the Cairngorm National Park, as Loch Lomond National Park before it, was set up to manage this balance.
I understand it's designated a net zero park. What does that mean?
It means that we'll never get to a situation where we're not producing carbon dioxide. But what we want to get to is a situation where we are soaking up as much carbon dioxide as we're putting out. And the way that the Scottish government intends to get to net zero is by planting millions of trees. And so we have in the Cairngorms and in the Highlands in general, rewilding. And the areas are going back to natural tree cover.
Ah, okay. Hey, Helen, I'm inspired by England's insistence that people have a basic right to walk across the field. If any landowner puts up a fence, they need to provide a gate. And I understand every once in a while the Ramblers Association has what they call a mass trespass, where everybody gets out and crosses all those fields and just asserts their right as walkers to be able to walk where they want to go. Does Scotland have anything like that sort of spirit of the right to walk?
Well, we actually have the right to roam in Scotland. There is no law of trespass in Scotland. So we have the right to roam wherever we want to. Any landowner only has the right to fence off a reasonable part of his ground to give him privacy around his dwelling house. But we have wonderful pathways and waymarkers all over Scotland. And the right to roam means you leave nothing except a footprint. That you don't leave anything, you can go wherever you like, and so long as you treat the countryside with respect.
Yeah. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're taking a wee saunter now through the best walks in Scotland with our guides, Liz Lister and Helen Houston. They've been guiding in Scotland now for decades, and they are the co-hosts of the Scottish Blethers podcast. Blether means chat. It's spelled B-L-E-T-H-E-R. And Scottish Blethers is the time that Helen and Liz get together and talk about their culture. And Liz, what sort of information services, ranger stations, loos, pubs, bus stops and shelters and so on do you encounter? How civilized is the walk, or is it just totally in the wilds?
It depends very much on which walk you're doing. There's been a huge growth in recent years in waymarked walks with a theme, whether it's long distance routes or whether it's pilgrimages, or whether it's historical, like Mary Queen of Scots trails. And those, as Helen said, are all well waymarked, and they tend to have good facilities along the routes. But for many people, they want to get away from that and just get into the great outdoors.
I know you're a fan of Robbie Burns, the great poet. And I also know that the Romantic era brought us great poetry and also an appreciation of nature. Is there any Robbie Burns poem that brings to mind a hike?
Well, I wouldn't step on Helen's toes for this one. She's the lady for this. I mean, the obvious one that comes to mind is the wee mouse. So I'll hand over, I'll defer to my colleague for this one.
Helen.
Yeah, well, I think the famous one for Robert Burns is the mouse. Wee sleekit coor and timorous beastie, oh, what a panic's in thy breastie, that thou should start a wassy hasty wi' bicker and brattle. I would be laith to rin and chase thee wi' murder and pattle. Robert Burns was a farmer.
Did you understand that?
Yeah, I mean, the translation of that for Helen is he was a farmer and he was out threshing the corn. And as he was cutting it down with the scythe, he ruined the home of a little field mouse. And so this was him reflecting on the bigger picture of mankind and how so easily things can aft gang agley. They can all go wrong and you're left with no house and he's left with a guilty conscience.
Liz and Helen, I just love this idea of mixing a hike with a pub. And I've got these experiences that I remember where I've just had a brilliant hike and I finally reach the pub of my dreams and I step inside and my glasses fog up and I pet a dog and I join the scene. Can you relate to that, Liz, when you take a walk and you step into a pub?
Absolutely. As you say, there's always got to be some destination. It might be a cup of tea, but always preferable. One of the famous pubs in Scotland is the Clachegan, which is in Glencoe, which is a very popular area for walking. So people go there to, and Isle of Skye, you've got so many different famous pubs up there as well. So yeah, it's very much a part of a hike.
And Helen, when you step into a pub, what's a moment of joy that you have in a pub after a hike?
Well, I think if you step into some of the pubs, as Liz has described, but sometimes you'll find there's music there. There's an accordion player or a violinist, a fiddler or something like that. You're just playing away quietly in the corner and everybody's just enjoying that kind of peaceful moment as their cheeks are rosy red and they're getting themselves warm, etc. And that lovely music is just filling the air. That's lovely. I like that.
It just complements a walk beautifully, doesn't
it?
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with our guides, Helen Houston and Liz Lister. You've just made me want to go to Scotland and mix nature and the culture and the beautiful people together. Thank you both very much. And the whiskey. Thank you very much for joining us and best wishes with your Scottish blethers.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Helen Houston and Liz Lister share advice for walking around Edinburgh in an earlier visit with us. You can listen to that and find links to their websites in the notes that we post for this week's show. It's at ricksteves.com/radio. Recommendations for getting outdoors in the Norwegian capital. That's next on Travel with Rick Steves.